Okay then, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Tuesday, the 3rd of December. It's a very, very important week for financial markets with regards to US job numbers. And we've got a series of four news releases over the course of this week. And it will give us a bit of an update, really, in terms of how the jobs market is actually performing. Because in September the 18th, the Fed decided to cut rates 50 basis points. Not really as a result of inflation or as a result of the fact that it's a really strong economy. You know, we've still got a bit of work to do on the inflation side, and the economy is still pretty strong. So the only really argument that the Fed could lean on would be, we really don't want job numbers getting out of hand. So as a result, we're trying to stimulate the economy. Can you believe it? Even after the last couple of years, but there is a desire to cut rates. Now, that's going to be really quite important in terms of the next rate cutting cycle. December the 18th now, we'll see whether the FOMC will actually decide to further cut rates. And it's, the market is currently expecting a 25 basis point rate cut, with probably 33% chance of holding rates at currently 4.75. So let's explain this news event. Let's explain how it impacts, or it can potentially impact, rate cuts. And we'll explain exactly what this means for these markets. Excuse me. Okay, so apologies. Let's start then with our risk warning. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade, hopefully to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology, all very important features of trading markets. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well as required. So let's start with reviewing potential market moving news. So, please see our, let's bring up Forex Factory. So, okay, if we just scroll down a little bit. Yesterday was a bit of a nothing day. We had US manufacturing coming in slightly stronger than expected, but nothing of any major significance. A bit of a lower number on the manufacturing prices number, ISM manufacturing prices. So a little bit of disinflation there, which is interesting. We will continue to see a few central bankers this week. We had Waller and Williams last night. If you look at the charts, there's a huge amount of indecision, perhaps, is probably the best way to put it. We are seeing some further upside across the indice markets. The dollar made a bit of a strong move yesterday and then subsequently pulled back. So we certainly do have directional biases, and we certainly have the potential to engage with these markets. So today at 3 p.m., we get JOLT job openings. So pretty much expected to get a similar number to what we got last time, around 7.5 million jobs to be added to the US economy. Now, although that has rolled over off the highs, 11.5 million, and it looks like there's a significant problem here. In actual fact, if you zoom out, we're still technically at pre-COVID highs. So we're actually in a really strong place from a jobs market perspective. It's just, it's not as hot as it was, you know, over the last couple of years. Okay, so that's what we're looking at today, Jolts. Tomorrow, just to let you know, is ADP. We're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell, which will be really quite important on Wednesday, tomorrow evening. Thursday, we've got unemployment claims. And on Friday, we've got non-farm payroll. So this is, we're expecting, okay, this has been edited slightly, it seems. So we're now no longer expecting an uptick in the unemployment rate. Yesterday, it was at 4.2. So now it's, okay, interesting. Average hourly earnings are still pretty strong, keeping in line with inflation, and the unemployment rate, sorry, the unemployment, non-farm employment change number looks like it's pretty solid. 200,000 jobs is the expectation. So that's a pretty strong jobs number. As you can see, in the last month, we saw 12,000. So you wonder if the Fed decided to cut rates 50 basis points because they knew there was a bit of a very low number feeding through. So as we know about these job numbers, the market reaction can be a little bit on the slightly unusual side. But we can certainly position ourselves for either a strong jobs market or a relatively weak jobs market. Just touching upon, we haven't made any significant further downside on the two-year, just sitting around that sort of 420 level. We're slightly higher on the 10-year. So we've certainly had a pullback, and now we're seeing we're creating a bit of a floor here. So will this start to rally, or will it roll over again further to the downside? If it rolls over to the downside, it's more supportive of the indice markets. If it starts to rally again, it's more supportive of a stronger dollar. And at the minute, in a little bit of a waiting pattern. So let's have a look at these charts then. Looking predominantly at the euro and the pound and markets like the Aussie dollar. But let's have a look at the US indices. So yesterday we made further upside progress. We're just getting this sort of grinding price action. A lot of people are talking about the Santa Claus rally. Between now and year end, we probably end higher. Will we get any kind of pullback to get into it is the question. Our focus has been a little bit more about the dollar than it has about these indice markets. So that's all quite interesting. The Dow Jones, as you can see, we've been drifting sideways for 2, 4, 6 days. Not quite eager to make those new highs like we're seeing across the S&P and the NASDAQ. Bit of an upside rally. Really, really surprising. Very, very strong rally, as you can see in the DAX. We don't really have that much to be super positive about as far as the German economy is concerned. But we have seen these asset prices rally very, very aggressively. And the DAX as well. A little bit of upside yesterday, a little bit of weakness now today. So it's the German DAX that's pretty much trying to track the S&P 500. We're seeing an awful lot more of a sizable move for the DAX. Okay, so just finishing off then, just looking at the dollar and the commodities. So our bias is very much to the downside in favor of the dollar. And any little pullback here and we get a rollover, we'd be looking to sell markets like the euro dollar. We'd be looking to sell the pound dollar as well. We had a good move yesterday. We were able to get into it. We're currently kind of pulling back. And our expectation is that we get further momentum to the downside, and we'll be looking at the US bond yields as well, see if that kind of supports our trade. We heard from the BOJ yesterday that they are sort of looking at raising rates, trying to normalize rates for the Japanese economy, which is probably quite a bearish thing for the dollar yen. It was when we saw this very, very massive roll over to the downside back in over the summer in July, and we could be experiencing something relatively similar, perhaps down to these lows. So there's plenty more room in the yen again with the euro yen and the pound yen still the bias would certainly be to the downside if the BOJ, if we were seeing BOJ bond yields rallying and also the BOJ eager to start raising rates. Okay, so just finishing up the dollar then, our bias would be for further upside. Bit of a pullback across the board yesterday. There's an awful lot of sort of sideways moving price action in these markets. However, our short-term bias would definitely be still to the downside. So we can look for dollar strength. At the moment, it's pulling back, so it's not an opportunity to pull a trigger on right now, but hopefully that will change. Really ugly sideways moving pattern in crude oil. Our bias is to the downside. We keep just edging this little level slightly lower. So again, we made progress to the downside yesterday. Now we've got the... The 76.60, and gold, again, really quite horrible price action, not really that eager to get into it. So let's put this together then into our trade plan, and we'll wrap it up there, guys, if that's okay. So what I'll do is I'll just bring up the slide. So mild risk off, market conditions didn't really play out. We're sort of flipping from very, very mild risk on, where you're seeing grinding equity prices and indices rallying versus a mild risk off trade with potential yen and dollar strength. So mild risk on. So we can look at mild US indices. We did say if there was a pullback, we'd be looking to get in at lower prices. So we just call it as it is. So mild US. So potential dollar strength can remain the same. The crude oil, we're looking at 76.60. And I'll tell you what we will do. We'll just put in here. Yen. So we go potential yen strength. And then we've got crude oil. So it's that 67.60 now. So we are making progress lower, but we're making very, very limited progress. Okay. So again, keen to keep options open. Markets are clearly still awaiting next catalyst, which is likely to be this jobs number. So we'll see how that plays out today. Right, I'm going to cut and paste this trade plan into the chat box for you to take away, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. So we're looking at mild risk on market conditions. We're seeing the equity markets rally, which gives us there's an appetite for risk, which is means that we'll probably get some sort of further grinding price action to the upside for the indices. And on the currency side, we're looking for potential dollar strength and potential yen strength. So perhaps the yen and the euro, or the euro yen and the pound yen, might be a good solution, along with crude oil, looking to sell that below the 67.60. So do keep those options open. We've posted that into the chat box there, guys. So we'll wrap it up. From a narrative perspective, if we have unemployment coming in lower, that would probably support this risk on rally. If the unemployment numbers this week start to come in a little bit higher, then we'd expect these markets to react in a risk off dynamic instead. Right then, guys, thanks very much for joining us. As always, any questions, feel free to post them. But on that note, we let you go. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time. If you're interested in learning how to trade, just go to our website, thelivetraderoom.com, and feel free to connect with us there. So from everyone here, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.